It's 11:45 and we've got our author this week on the line, Kusile. Good morning, Bonkosi.
Good morning, Pumi. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm glad we're having this conversation after payday.
That's beautiful, because we're having it after payday, so people can relate very soberly.
And perhaps feel less guilty. So before we get into the book, when you decided to pen down and unpack Black Tax Affairs, what was your understanding of black tax?
First of all, let me just greet your listeners back home. I'm from Mpumalanga myself.
Nzawana, Mpumalanga ingani?
Yeah, ngolangodini.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, just work and academics have thrown me out of the province for the longest while. But yeah. To say it all is that this boils up from experience, if I can say. I'm a black tax benefactor too. Because I grew up in a very poor family, and had to experience some of the wrong things that we do as we grow up as young black professionals. You understand? So that's when I realized that now there's a lot that we have viewed which is not correct about the black tax. We have coined black tax in a way that is not desirable as it should be. So we see it as a burden. We see it as a financial strain. But looking into, is it really a financial strain, or it is us who are not able to manage it in the black community? So that's when I started to see that it is very important that we sit down and unpack this as the black society.
So you penned down this book. Do you refer to your personal experience, conversation with friends and fellow colleagues?
Yeah, I'll say I'm a life coach. So much that made me to really feel it's time to write this book is that I've been helping young black professionals struggling. Some of them were at the verge of committing suicide because of the burden that they are now encountering. So most of the stories are conceptualized. In fact, the book is conceptualized out of stories of young black professionals, and even old, if I can say, young and old black professionals who are struggling really to understand the principles underlying black tax affairs. So yes, it also includes my experience, but I had to cut out my experience so that I use other people's experiences who have experienced this in a manner, in a way that they were in a point that they said, I can't take this anymore. I think I can even take my life because this is too much for me.
Now, for someone who is listening in on this conversation and going through what we are talking about, the guilt, because I think black tax, more than an expectation, is the feeling of being responsible. And I think that's where the negative connotation comes in, because it's so linked to guilt. What can a person take away from the book?
Okay. Number one is that the book coins, in fact, it redefines black tax, number one, because we can't continue to say black tax is a burden, black tax is Ubuntu. But if you read the book, the things that you are going to find inside, it's the do's and don'ts. There are things that we're doing wrong that makes us to feel black tax is a burden. For instance, You know you're earning 7,000, but you want to commit yourself financially to help other people out of the bracket that you're earning. So because you are not able to communicate to your beneficiaries that I'm earning 7,000 and I can only be able to give you 1,000 a month so that I can be able to also survive. You understand? So if you're not communicating to your immediate beneficiaries about your finances, then it's going to be a burden. But if you tell them that I can only be able to do much with the effort that I have now, so it becomes easy. And we must also remember that we're calling it black tax because we're thinking we're putting too much on it. while the real truth is not that. We are overburdening ourselves, if I can say. Mm-hmm. We have credit that we entered to even before we start working.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
yeah.
me. Some of us we get into student loans, your NERF starts immediately you're out of school, you graduated, they will tell you that they are requesting 30% of their educational loan. Mm-hmm. They want you to pay. You open accounts because of student pressure at university and all these things. You are now financially burdened because mm-hmm. of all these things. Even those who are working, they are all 3 months down the line when they start their work, they are already into credit that they cannot afford in the long run. So this creates the burden, and when black tech comes, it becomes even worse for these people because they are already burdened. So you need to learn the do's and don'ts, the things that you need to do post tertiary life, the things that you need to do even before tertiary life. So the financial management skills, if I can say, because you will agree with me, black tax is just another financial responsibility, mm-hmm. like all your financial responsibilities. If it's well planned, then it cannot be seen as a burden. So it caters for that.
Yeah.
But you also remember that we're from communities. Mm-hmm. They say it takes
a village to raise a child.
So black tax does not end
with the immediate family.
It extends. Yes, it extends black because we say it is Ubuntu. But we are now successful. We know you. How often do you go back to Ekasi to inspire other young people to be great?
Mm.
You understand? How often do you support the businesses go Ekasi so that they can get to be great? You understand?
Mm.
So it extends to those parts of the black tax.
We're chatting to Bonkosi Soli Wagasthole, our author this week on our book review, Unpacking Black Tax Affairs. Let's leave it there for now. I know you post regularly, so people can follow you at Bonkosi S. Sthole on Facebook for more information. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bumi, and have a great day ahead of you.
Time's up for today, but before I leave you, let me remind you that at Uplands, today's thinking child is tomorrow's achiever. Visit the Uplands Open Day on Saturday, the 6th of March. It starts at 8 in the morning. Uplands is an independent co-educational school just outside of White River, Mpumalanga, and provides exceptional education with boarding from grades 4 to grades 12 on a beautiful 110-hectare campus. During Saturday's open day, you'll have entrance and scholarship exams to be written while parents explore the facility at their leisure. For more information, visit uplands.co.za. With that said, I'm out of here. Miss K is with you between 12 and 3. This is Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Thank you so much for choosing Rise on a beautiful Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we do hope that you learned something. You know, new opinion formed. I don't know. We always hope to not only entertain, but to start conversations right here on Rise FM with great music. Amanda Black, Bana Anthony Hamilton, Batsi Vuga coming up shortly after this.
Nobody sees me behind the mask I wear every day. Smiling.